Alaska gets its fair share of disasters, such as severe storms, mudslides, volcanic eruptions, blizzards, and wildfires. Several villages have flooded in the past few years. In 2005, Koktovik lost its power source for days during high winds and temperatures of 20 below. And just this past week, Anchorage got a warning with a 4.9 magnitude earthquake and a series of aftershocks. There are ways to prepare, however, and state officials are trying to get the information out during Emergency Preparedness Month. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Public Information Officer Jeremy Zydek with the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says if local residents can take care of themselves for the first critical hours or days, responders can turn to other problems.
If that priority is satisfied, emergency managers, first responders, they can turn their attention to the critically injured and restoring essential services as quickly as possible.
One of the ways to be prepared, says Zydek, is to have an emergency preparedness kit that includes food and 1 gallon of water per person per day for 7 days, among other things. The kit should also include a hand-cranked radio, flashlight and extra batteries, first aid kit, face masks, sleeping bags, and safe indoor heat.
These can be items like indoor safe propane heaters. They have a catalytic kind of ceramic converters on them, and they burn up the propane pretty fully so you don't have unsafe fumes coming into the home. They do require some ventilation.
The next step to being prepared is to have a family emergency plan, which Zydek says can help resolve a big source of anxiety.
The first thing that I'm going to think about after a major disaster is, where is my family and are they okay? If I have the number to the school, or my kids know that if something bad happens for them to stay at school and I will come to them, and then all they have to think is, hey, I stay at the school, my parents will come and get me.
Don Brantley is Public Information Officer and Community Preparedness Coordinator for the Anchorage Office of Emergency Management. She says part of the problem is that people don't realize how they're going to respond during a true emergency.
Because when you have a disaster strike, they don't really function as well. It's hard to think clearly. It's hard to know exactly what you need to do. You're worried about making mistakes. And when you don't have a plan that you've practiced several times and you don't have the supplies that you need, you lose precious time.
Zydek says the third part of preparedness is knowing what kinds of disasters or emergencies are likely to occur where you live. By having a kit, a plan, and information, Zydek says people have already made themselves that much more resilient or mentally and emotionally ready.
They themselves are personally prepared. Their family will be taken care of. They know where their family will be and how to get in touch with them, and they can really restore the family unit in short order and have the essential items that they're going to need to survive those few days where services are being restored.
Brantley says the municipality of Anchorage helps people prepare in other ways. Those include a registry for people with disabilities or medical needs, so responders know about their needs right away, information on how to put together a neighborhood watch group, and tips on how to take care of pets during an emergency. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.